Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 27, beginning in verse 11. Matthew 27, verse 11. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even a single charge to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want for me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?" For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with the righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" They shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Pilate is accustomed to dealing with people that have ulterior motives. And I think that he has developed a sense of when people are trying to manipulate him. He recognizes that Jesus is simply being turned over to him out of envy. He recognizes that Jesus is not guilty of doing anything evil whatsoever. And he recognizes that there would be some culpability on his own head for the crucifixion of Jesus. And so he's trying to get out of it. He's trying to find a way to not put Jesus to death. And his wife even is sending word to him saying, "Don't have anything to do with this," that she's been suffering because of a dream. And so again, Pilate is trying to find a way out, and he thinks, hey, if I give them a choice between Barabbas and Jesus, surely they would choose to release Jesus. Because Barabbas was an insurrectionist, a murderer. He was one who would cause all sorts of trouble for the people. An insurrectionist could even cause enough trouble that the Roman army would be involved and the people in general would suffer for it. But that's not what happens because of the manipulation of these chief priests. They're going around and talking to the crowd and making sure that they're going to ask for Jesus to be crucified. So Pilate even goes so far as to pull out this water in order to symbolically show them he's washing his hands of the matter. He's not going to be involved. He does not want the blood of him on his hands. And they said, let it be on us. Oh, they don't understand what they're saying there either. You see, it's clear to Pilate that Jesus is the one who should be released. It's not clear to the people that they are simply being manipulated. Remember just a short while back, that entry of Jesus into Jerusalem when everybody was just joyful over it? So much so that the chief priests, when they wanted to arrest Jesus, they knew they had to do it in such a way that Jesus would not be around a bunch of people, because they didn't think the people would stand for it. The people would riot against the chief priests. But here the chief priests are able to stir up the crowd to say, "Release to us Barabbas and crucify Jesus." They've worked themselves up, or been worked up, into this frenzy to the point that Pilate asks, "What evil has he done?" And they don't answer at all. They don't give any sort of an answer. I'm not sure that most people understand How easy it is to take a crowd and work them up into a frenzy when the crowd really doesn't even understand why they're being worked up into that frenzy. They just feed off each other's emotion, and next thing you know, they've gone too far, and here they are doing that exact thing. Something for us to think about because we have to be very, very careful that we don't get caught up in any sort of a mob mentality or, following the crowd. We are to do what's right in all circumstances, no matter what the world or the crowd does. So Pilate symbolically washes his hands of it. That doesn't take him out of it. I don't believe for a moment that God would accept that and say, okay, Pilate's not guilty of this. That's not the truth at all. His role in this whole deal is clear. He could have had a backbone and said, no, we're not going to do this. It's just not going to happen. But he was more fearful of the crowd and more fearful of losing his position than he was of what was right and what was wrong. And while it's not recorded for us here, we do see other places where Pilate is interrogating Jesus and he asks that question, what is truth? Revealing that Pilate felt that truth was malleable, that it was able to be a matter of point of view rather than something concrete. So perhaps our takeaway today is that we need to do what's right in all circumstances, and we need to think things through before we act and speak. All of these people, as well as Pilate, were guilty of not truly thinking things through and not doing what was right. We need to do what's right in all circumstances, not just in the eyes of ourselves or of men, but of God Himself. And those things may conflict. What's right in the eyes of God may not be what the world or men accept. We have to be willing to do courageously what God says is right. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.